The weight I perceived angst in thought, the babbling head, a plague of reference, shaking the mud off from the inside out. But this dirt don't come off. Could I parade the onslaught of children?
Inside here!
Those who carry dandelions and ferns in hands on their way to the river. The babes are in song. Yes, these little girls and boys are smoking cigarettes and crushing, cussing up a storm. It's a miracle I'm with you here at all. Because I guess I did not let them out in time and they've turned on me. The knowledge I drink from, this dirty cup of frozen hostile words and forced smiles, still echo a bearing of likeness to sweetness and yearning to be me again, whoever I am. It only takes one occurrence, and in my case several, to burden the heart to extents where those children run throughout, and the laughter becomes a jeer or a browsbeat. The seeming cavalcade of bodies passing, chewing unripe fruit. They are still racing, believing to be impervious to where they now preside onward from, entrenched in memories in the confines of my mentality, where arranged as installations they take on specific shape. I hear the oohs and the ahs, the doubters, the portrayers, the incident, the resistant, the display of the last pure kiss from my true love, the things that we do with the knowledge of loss, and all the bitterness which begins as hope, and I can't release in time. There is only one adult in my mind, and she is the sitter inside of me. She counts up the kids and makes sure all of them are accounted for. And she is just trying to keep it all together, you know what I mean?
She does so enjoy directing the children around the mouse display.
I must say, it is the only comfort these days. This is the thought that makes it all right. And not at all.